1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to our first high school sports broadcast of 2025. As tonight, it's Marathon High School boys basketball. The Red Raiders taking on the Neillsville Warriors. From Neillsville High School, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, the Marathon Red Raiders got off to a bit of a slow start this season, but played very well going into the final portion of 2024. Marathon has a four-game winning streak. They are 5-3 overall, 4-1 in a tie atop the Marrowwood Conference South. They will take on a Neillsville team that is a terrific basketball program, but a very young team. It's a team that is growing as the season goes on. A bit of an unusual 2-5 overall record for Neillsville, but they are 2-1 in the Clover Belt Conference East. For the Marathon Red Raiders, continue to get balanced scoring. In fact, no Marathon players are averaging in double figures right now this season, but Drew Wolfel just under double figures at 9.2 points per game. True Thurs putting up 8.8, and Cody Rapke at 8 points per game. Again, balance for Marathon as these Red Raiders moving into new roles after their state tournament team from a year ago. Meantime, for Neillsville, they are led by an outstanding junior, Andrew Hazer. He is a 6'5" junior, averaging 18.6 points and 9.2 rebounds per game. One area that he needs to improve on is his shooting percentage. In fact, he's only hitting on 33% of his shots and yet scoring more than 18 points per game. If he's able to raise that shooting percentage even into the 40s, he'll likely be up in the 20-plus point per game range, and he's also somebody that can step outside. He has hit on, in fact, better percentage-wise from three-point range than two-point range so far this season. So it's Marathon taking on Neillsville. Coming up next, we will get the pregame comments of the head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders. I'll be talking to Adam Jacobson coming up next. It's Marathon High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Part City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City!
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. When you bank with People's State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in
there are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4 Seasons Print at gmail.com. Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon High School Boys Basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Back at it for 2025. First game of 2025 is the Red Raiders taking on the Neillsville Warriors. From Neillsville High School, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Adam Jacobson. And I just said to you, I'm going to start off here, but you come here, it's a really nice field house, it's a beautiful gym. You've been here a lot, you've had some incredibly big games here. It actually feels right to come here in January to kind of start what I consider kind of the big push now. It's always a long winter sports season, but when you turn the calendar, things do feel different, don't they?
They absolutely do, yeah. We were talking about it. It's January, but wow, I mean, that we're here already. And, you know, it's a big January for us, a lot of big games to try to climb that ladder and keep getting better. And then, boom, pretty before we know it, we'll be into February, and then you're knocking on March. So, yeah, I mean, we've been here often. It's always a wonderful place to play. Neillsville's had some wonderful teams over the years, and it's always a dogfight down here. So don't expect anything different tonight.
I was going to say, coming in, I don't know, some people get probably, I know one person will get annoyed with me when I see him next week. You've kind of gone through the CWCC pretty well recently. But the thing about it is, I saw you against Newman, then you came back and faced a good Assumption team, and then Columbus Catholic is always very good as well. How do you feel about your team? You're eight games in. Again, this is a completely new group in a lot of ways. In some ways, I'll say, to be more fair. But how do you feel going into January after eight games under your belt?
Yeah, you know, I like our growth. You know, every day we have practice. You know, I think we're finding ways to get better. Now, like we've talked about, the biggest thing is, can we do it consistently? I am happy with who we are becoming, right? And I think we are getting better. I think our confidence is starting to show. Now, can our good be good in longer periods of time? You know, we've had games up 19, up 17, up, and then allowing teams an opportunity to get back into it. You know, in the Rib Lake one, they took advantage of it and won. So what we'd like to see here in January is continuing to get better, playing at a high level, but doing it consistently over longer periods of time and putting consistently games together, which then we can put consistent weeks together, and then hopefully come February and March, we're playing our best basketball confidently and consistently when it matters most.
Something else that you were talking about, your schedule coming up this month, and you know, it's a mix between really important conference games and some really interesting non-conference games. You got this one here tonight. You go back on the road on Monday against Colby. You have Mosinee coming up. As you look at these non-conference games, how do you look at them? Is there any difference going into a non-conference game as opposed to a conference game?
No, not really. You know, obviously sometimes different styles, different things like that, but they all matter, you know, in this day and age with the computer seating and really, I mean, it's going to shake out the way it's going to shake out. You can't put too much thought into that, but we would just want to play well, right? You're looking at, all right, in this type of style tonight, how can we be successful? And then Colby and Mosinee and all that. So, yeah, I mean, we joke about it, but, you know, it's the biggest game of the year because it's the next one. And we don't want that to be cliche. We harp on that a lot. We want to play our best basketball of the year tonight. Now, we hope it's not the best of the season, but right. To this point, we hope we play our best tonight.
Neillsville, now obviously, it's always a very solid basketball program. I imagine if anybody looks right now and sees their start to the season, you know, in terms of being under 500, you just shake your head because you know this is going to be a team that's, I think, in a lot of ways like yours, is going to get better as the season goes on. It's going to be a terrific challenge. What do you know about this version of Neillsville?
Yeah, you hit that on the head. They're a young group. You know, they graduated a lot of seniors last year. It's a wonderful program. They've had a lot of success. We've faced each other in the playoffs numerous times. their record is very deceiving. You look, they've lost, you know, to Loyal, who's undefeated. They lost a really close one to Alma Center Lincoln. They lost another close one to someone else. They had an 11-point lead against Stratford. You know, so they're very capable, right? Hazer is one of the best players in the Eastern Clover Belt individually. They got a freshman point guard who's only going to get better, right? They got a sophomore guard who is starting to shoot the ball well. So, yeah, whatever their best is, we're going to get that tonight, and we have to be prepared for that.
And finally, what are the things you want to continue to take steps forward in? What do you want to see tonight from your team?
I want to see us rebound because they play physical. They play aggressive. I want to see us hold them to one shot. I want to see if we're missing shots, we can get rebounds. I want to see us take care of the ball. I want to see us recognize and communicate that, all right, where are the openings, if they're in zone, if they're in man. And I want to see us be the aggressor, all right, not back on our heels, not woe, that we are continuing to go and be the aggressor throughout the game.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach Adam Jacobson of the Marathon Red Raiders will come back and get you the starting lineups and the opening tip. This is Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
And Chad Holmes back again here from Neillsville as we're nearly set for basketball, the Marathon Red Raiders and the Neillsville Warriors. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Marathon Red Raiders, number four, Truthers, a 6 foot 1 inch junior, 8.8 points, 5.6 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. Number 10, Drew Wolfoy, 6 foot 3 inch junior, 9.2 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. Number 12, Landon Snyder, a 5 foot 7 inch junior, 4.5 points, 4.5 points, and 2.2 assists per game. Number 20, Sawyer Behrens, a 6 foot 2 inch sophomore, 5.4 points, 2.9 rebounds per game. Number 22, Cody Ratgate, 6 feet 1 inch tall, a senior, 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Head coach of the Raiders is Adam Jacobson. For Neillsville, number 3, Landon Rakestraw, 5'9 freshman, 9.4 points per game. Number 11, Andrew Hazer, a 6'5 junior, 18.6 points per outing. Number 20, Zion Jones, a 6 foot sophomore, 6.1 points per game. Number 22, Caden Stray, a 6 foot 1 inch junior, 4.9 points and 8 rebounds per game. And Coulter Dillenbeck, a senior, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 6.1 points per game. There's the tip. It is controlled by Marathon, and we are underway. Raiders into the left side. With it is Truthers. Skips it right wing side to Behrens. Back out top, Landon Snyder. His pass gets deflected, but saved on the near sideline by Cody Ratke. Now between the circles, with it is Snyder. Zone defense for Nielsville. Left corner, Cody Radke. Radke back out top. That's Landon Snyder. Now looking inside, quickly kicked left corner. Again, Cody Radke. Out top, Snyder. He'll try a three. Rolls off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Grabbed by Andrew Hazer for Nielsville. He'll bring it up court, and Nielsville with the ball for the first time tonight. Landon Rakestraw looking to penetrate. Kicks it left corner. Back to Rakestraw, and it's picked off. Sawyer Behrens cut in front of that pass. Behrens down the lane. Behrens to the basket. Stripped from behind. And they're not going to call a foul. Just going to say it was stripped out of bounds off of Zion Jones. So Marathon will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Landon Snyder, the 5'7" junior, will inbound it here for the Raiders. Inside, great look, little bank, no good. True Thurs misses the little three-footer off the window. Rebound is grabbed by Hazer, back up court. That was a high percentage look. Good inbounds design for Marathon. Back into the front court, Landon Rakestraw, freshman point guard. Gets it out top, Zion Jones. Jones 30 feet from the basket between the circles. Jones now dribbles his way left wing side. In his grills, Cody Radke. Now back to Hazer. Hazer moves it right-hand side to Rakestraw, and it goes off his hands and into the Marathon bench. Out of bounds, turnover on Nielsville. Raiders 5-3 overall, 4-1 in the Merriwood. Nielsville 2-5 overall, 2-1 in the Clover Belt East. Right wing side, True Thirst. Skip pass, left wing side to Radke. Back out top, Snyder. Snyder, left corner, Radke. Radke looking to penetrate. Stops, kicks it right-hand side. Grabbed there by Behrens. Behrens looks inside the Thirst. He gets double-teamed. Into the right corner, Behrens. Behrens, 15-footer, way off the mark. Too strong off the window. Grabbed by Caden Stray for Nielsville. Back up court, now come the Warriors. 16:23 to go, first half. Still no score. Three-pointer is no good by Hazer. Long rebound, tipped and grabbed by Landon Rakestraw. Rakestraw dribbles, right wing side, 25 feet from the basket. Looking to penetrate, up with the left-hander, no good. Rebound snagged by Sawyer Behrens. Behrens will bring it back up court for the Red Raiders. Right corner, faking the jumpers, Radke looks baseline, drops it down low. Bobbled by Wolfel, kicks it back right wing side to Thurs. Thurs, between the circles, Wolfel. Wolfel, right wing side, Landon Snyder. Snyder, 22 feet from the basket. Bounce pass, between the circles, True Thurs. Back on the right wing side, Landon Snyder. Gets it inside to Behrens. Behrens drops it down low. Wolfel. Wolfel near the left block. Forces up the shot. Yes, and a foul. Good patience near the left block by Drew Wolfel. And then powered it up. Draws the contact. Makes the little banker. Now a chance for a three-point play. So Marathon first on the board here tonight. Took 2 minutes and 15 seconds for the first points to be put on. And make it a three-point play for Drew Wolfel. 3-0 Marathon. 15:45 to go first half. Some pressure being put in the backcourt by Landon Snyder, working against Landon Rakestraw. Rakestraw brings it over the timeline. Deep left corner, Jones. Jones has a strip, gets it back, lost his balance. He is down, and no walk was called. He was down, but did not lift the pivot foot. And now left-hand side with it is Caden Stray. Stray stops about 10 feet from the basket, kicks it back to Rakestraw, 35 feet from the hole. Rakestraw, ooh, nearly stolen, little bump, losing his balance with Dillebeck, but keeps the dribble. Dylan Beck on the right wing, still 30 feet from the hole. Nearly stolen this time, stolen away. Cody Radke, Radke to the hole, misses the running layup. Rebound is grabbed by Zion Jones for Nielsville. Boy, the Raiders have had a couple of turnovers, not able to convert on the transition. Still 3-0 Marathon, 14:55 to go in the first half. Been a solid defensive start here for Marathon. Active hands forcing turnovers. Now with it is Hazer. Hazer into the lane. Hazer, a floater from 10, is good. Andrew Hazer, the 6'5" junior, averaging more than 18.5 points per game, gets Nielsville on the board, makes it 3-2 Marathon, 14:34 to go in the first half. Inside, True Thurs. Thurs in the lane. Thurs goes up with the right-hander, no good off the window. Rebound grabbed by Keenan Stray for Nielsville. Back up court comes Nielsville. Right-hand side, Hazer. Hazer into the lane. Up from 12, rolls off, no good. Hung on the iron but would not drop in. Rebounds grabbed by Wolfel. Here come the Raiders. Right-hand side. Baseline is Wolfel. Now kicks it left wing side. With it is Snyder. Tries a three-pointer. Off the mark. No good. Landon Rakestraw. Long pass ahead. Colton Dillebeck goes to the basket. Misses the layup. Rebounds grabbed by Wolfel. Quickly ahead. Sawyer Behrens. Behrens left wing side. Snyder. Snyder back inside Behrens. 10-footer is good. Sawyer Behrens from the left-hand side of the lane from 10 feet away. His first points. 5-2 Marathon. 13:45 to go in the first half. Back into the forecourt comes Nielsville. Coulter Dillenbeck dribbles to the right wing side, 19 feet from the basket. Hands it to Hazer. Hazer working against Sawyer Behrens. Hazer still dribbles, now stops. Kicks it left-hand side to Rakestraw. Rakestraw, 22 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the right hand. Gets it back over to Dillerbeck. Back over to Rakestraw. Rakestraw penetrates, goes to the basket, scoops it up and in. Draws the foul and has a chance for a three-point play. Freshman point guard Landon Rakestraw drove it in hard, and now he'll have a chance to tie it up. Having a very good freshman start in the first seven games, averaging 9.4 points per game, dishing out 4.7 assists. Garrett Bracewell into the game for Marathon. Free throw is good. Three-point play for Rakestraw makes it 5-5. Also in the game for Marathon is Ian Shuda. So 5-5, 13:15 to go, first half. Raiders back into the front court, right wing side, Cody Radke at the free throw line with his Bracewell. Bracewell to the basket, misses the banker. Rebound is fought for, goes out of bounds off of Nielsville. Bracewell comes off a double-digit effort against Columbus Catholic in the Raiders' last game last Friday, scored 10 points in Marathon's victory. Inside, good pass laid up and in by Cody Radke. Second time we've seen Marathon on the baseline have a nice inbounds play that led to a layup. Missed it the first time, and that time Cody Radke able to kiss it off the window and give Marathon a 7-5 lead. Another steal picked off by Wolfel. Wolfel to the basket, lays it up and in. Boy, Marathon very active in the passing lanes here early. The third time they've cut in front of a pass that's led to a transition and a layup attempt. 9-5 Raiders. Back into the forecourt on the right wing side. Grabbing it is Hazer. Hazer now to the free throw line. Gets it back out top. Quickly back to Hazer, 25 feet from the basket, right wing side. Now to the free throw line. Pops from 14. Ball was partially blocked. Grabbed underneath by Isabel, but it's been stripped away and stolen by Drew Wolfel. Back up court, Thurs. Thurs left wing. Back to Wolfel. Wolfel right wing side. Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell inside Thurs. Now left wing. Three-pointer for Wolfel. Rolls off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Bracewell. Put back is no good. And this time the rebound's grabbed by Caden Stray for Nielsville. Up and down action. Not a lot of stoppages here in the early going. And 12 minutes to go, first half. 9-5 Marathon. Into the lane, Rakestraw gets doubled. Now kicks it back out. Taken there by Zion Jones. Jones, 25 feet from the basket, left wing side. Hands it off. Hazer, a long three-pointer, no good. Rebounds grabbed underneath by Micah Zabel, who lays it up and in. Micah Zabel with the layup, and a timeout is called by Nielsville. 11:41 to go in the first half, 9-7 Marathon. Timeout sponsored by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
11:41 to go, first half, 9-7 Marathon with the lead. Raiders breaking some pressure into the front court to Logan Peters, who just checked in. Bracewell, left wing side, left corner. River Stanecki, who just checked in as well. At the left elbow, True Thurs. Thurs into the lane. Thurs kicks it right wing side. Ian Shuda. Shuda lost his balance, but gets it off to Peters. Peters, left wing side to Thurs. He'll penetrate, bank it, no good from 10 feet away. Rebound tip grabbed by Zion Jones for Nielsville. Back up court again comes Nielsville. Chance to tie or take the lead. 11:10 to go, first half, 9-7 Marathon. Pass tipped away again. Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell under the basket, bobbles it, picks it back up, and then throws it right-hand side. Taken by Stanecki. Back inside to Bracewell. Up with the right hand, lays it up and in. Another steal for the Raiders, leads to points. First points for Garrett Bracewell. 11-7 Marathon. The turnovers have been the big key so far for Marathon. Taking this lead, left corner, Zion Jones, no good from three-point land. Rebound to True Thurs. Thurs has his pass knocked away by Rakestraw. Rakestraw down the lane, Rakestraw to the hole. Reverse layup is good. That is a very impressive freshman. That was quite a circus finish by Rakestraw after grabbing the steal. 11-9 Marathon. Inside, with it is Garrett Bracewell. Bobbles it, saves it, Now kicks it back out and thrown away. Right into the hands of Micah Zabel. Zabel gives it off to Hazer. Hazer into the front court. Hazer, right wing side. Hazer now stops. Nearly walked, but no whistle. Finds an open Jones for three. Back bracket, no good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by True Thurs. Thurs gets it ahead to Logan Peters. Peters, left hand side. Peters into the lane, gets double teamed. Right wing side, open three for Shuda. Off the back bracket, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Caden Stray for Nielsville. Still 11-9 Marathon. 9:45 to go, first half. Rakestraw in the lane. Rakestraw to the hole. Layup is no good. Rebound is battled for. Dug out by Ian Shuda for Marathon. Here come the Raiders. Transition the other way. Been a quick tempo. Thrown inside. Tipped away by Hazer. Ball is still loose. Goes out of bounds off of Marathon. A turnover on the Raiders. Back in for Marathon is Drew Wolfel. Also back in is Cody Ratke. True Thirds will take a break, as does Garrett Bracewell. 11-9. Again, it's been a very up and down, quick tempo. Not many stoppages first half of play. So now back into the forecourt comes Nielsville. Right hand side, nearly thrown away, but grabbed by Coulter Dillerbeck. Dillenbeck now dribbles, still 30 feet from the basket. Swings it left to Rakestraw. Rakestraw now looking to penetrate again. Rakestraw moves it left hand side. 3-point attempt, no good from the deep left corner. That attempt was by Kalen Hamm, but the rebound grabbed by Marathon and Wolfel. Right wing side to Peters. Peters on the right wing. Peters now stops, but takes an extra step, and that will be traveling on Marathon. Landon Snyder comes back in, replacing Logan Peters. 1 second past the midway point of the first half. 11-9 Marathon with the lead. Raiders looking to extend a four-game winning streak. Nielsville looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Coming up court is Andrew Hazer. Hazer, little pick and roll. Ball tipped out of bounds off of Nielsville. The pick and roll did not work. Caden Stray tried to set the pick and roll to the basket. The ball was tossed. It didn't look like he was looking at the right time, and then he tipped it out of bounds. So Marathon gets it back. Into the forecourt with it is Drew Wolfel. Now on the right-hand side, into the lane. Trying to dig it out is Ian Shuda. Still battles, now grabbed it, moves it right wing side. Taken there by Drew Wolfel. Wolfel looking baseline. Wolfel back on the wing to Shuda. Shuda now stops his dribble. Gets it out top. Taken by Shuda. Moves it left wing side to Snyder. Snyder to Shuda. Now Snyder left wing side. Into the lane. Now back to Snyder. Snyder gets into the quarter. Bobbling it was Cody Ratke. And a 3 second violation is called on Marathon. Was not a pretty series that time for the Red Raiders. Nearly coughed it up, but then the 3 second violation is called. 8:21 to go in the first half. Still 11-9 Marathon. Rakestraw will bring it up court now for the... Oh, another steal. Tipping in is Landon Snyder. Snyder to the hole. Snyder will lay it up and in. Landon Snyder cut in front of that pass and takes it for the easy deuce. 13-9 Marathon. 8:03 to go in the half. That's a handful of steals on those passes. Oh, getting away with the walk was Rakestraw. Got it inside. Drop pass to Hazer and stripping was Landon Snyder, but he steps on the end line. Well, Snyder saved a layup because Hazer grabbed it. He was heading up for the layup, but then coming down and just knocking it away was Landon Snyder, but he then stepped on the end line. 13-9, inbounded out top, taken there by Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck between the circles. Hazer, right wing side. Hazer into the right corner. Marcus left, Lechterhand. Lechterhand gets it back to Hazer. Hazer dribbles. Now tries to work his way in. Goes to the basket. Lays it up. Partially blocked. Got his own rebound. Laid up and in. Andrew Hazer with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points. 13-11 Marathon. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. Raiders back into the front court. On the right-hand side, going up for the shot and missing it from 15 feet away with Sawyer Behrens, but the rebound is grabbed by Marathon and Drew Wolfel. Now on the left-wing side, with it is Snyder. Snyder from the left-hand side, 7-footer, goes off short, no good. And the rebound taken by Marcus Lechterhand for Nielsville. Quickly back up court comes Nielsville. Left-hand side, 3-pointer for Rakestraw is good. Landon Rakestraw with 8 points in the first half. The freshman has given Nielsville the lead, 14-13. Marathon into the lane. Now left-hand side. Snyder up for three. Short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Rakestraw. Here he comes up the left-hand side. Rakestraw near the top of the key. Rakestraw now looking to penetrate. Steps back. Looks inside. Off the hands of his target, Caden Stray. Picked up by the Raiders and True Thirds. Now Marathon back into the front court. Getting bumped and getting fouled as he tried to look baseline with Cody Radke. That is only the third foul combined in this first half. We have 6 minutes and 33 seconds to go. Three fouls, two on Nielsville, one on Marathon. That one was whistled on Marcus Luchterhand, his first. Ian Shuda in and Landon Snyder out here for the Red Raiders. Looking to inbound is Marathon. Kicked out, taken there by Shuda. 25 feet from the basket, right wing side. Shuda stops, now needs to move it. Bounce pass. Now give it down the lane, Sawyer Behrens. Behrens to the hole, will bank it up and in. That ball was a tough pass as cutting. It looked like a little miscommunication, I thought, for Marathon, but making a nice grab and then keeping his momentum into the lane was Sawyer Behrens and a timeout called by Marathon. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. 15-14 Marathon with the lead. Again, our timeout is brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. We're going to keep it right here. Coming up at the end of the first half, we'll have our Marathon Athletic Club calendar. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Despite the struggles so far this season for Nielsville, you know they have talent. Just a young team. They lost four of their five starters from a year ago. Last season, they finished in second place in the Clover Belt East, behind only Columbus Catholic, who ultimately won a state tournament in Division 5. Always play a challenging non-conference schedule. They played Stratford and Auburndale already this season. But now up court comes Landon Rakestraw for Nielsville. Rakestraw into the front court. Rakestraw dribbles about 30 feet from the basket. Still pounds that dribble. Between the legs, works his way left. In his grills, Ian Shuda. Pass down low. Little fadeaway from seven is short, no good by Luchterhand. Rebound is grabbed underneath, and the putback is no good by Adam Hazer. So we've seen Andrew Hazer, now Adam Hazer in there. He was fouled in the act of shooting, and free throws coming up for him. Like his namesake. I'm not going to say brother. I'm assuming brother, but I'm not totally sure about that. As the first free throw is no good. Adam Hazer is a freshman, 6 feet, 2 inches tall. Again, he's a big freshman. Filled out nicely. Second free throw is good, so we're back to even. 15-15, 6:01 to go in the first half. Adam Jacobson, the Marathon coach, pacing in front of the Red Raider bench. Some pressure will be shown in the backcourt. With it is True Thurs. Thurs will be met by Coulter Dillenbeck. Now moves it on to Shuda. Shuda into the front court to True Wolfel. Wolfel, left-hand side Shuda. Back out top, Wolfel. Now Shuda, left wing side. Back between the circles, Drew Wolfel. At the right elbow, True Thurs. Thurs, right wing side to Behrens. Rotated left wing. Again, Drew Wolfel. Left-hand side, Shuda. Shuda, bounce pass. True Thurs. Thurs in the lane. Thurs moves it right-hand side. Getting bumped is Behrens. No whistle. Banker is no good. And then in the fight for the rebound, a foul will be called on Nielsville. Boy, on that shot by Behrens, it looks like he took a pretty good bump. And I think that's what Coach Adam Jacobson is out there saying, run the offense. He's not happy with the way the team is working in the half court. Taking a break for the first time is Landon Rakestraw. Again, the freshman has 8 points to lead all scorers. Inside True Thurs, left block. Kicks it back out top to Shuda. Shuda, right wing side to Wolfel. Wolfel lost his balance, and he'll be called for traveling. He fell down, tried to pass it off, but unable to get it off. 5:25 to go, first half, 15-15 game. Jumping off the Marathon bench and coming back in will be Garrett Bracewell for the Raiders. Sawyer Behrens will take a seat. Coming up court will be Andrew Hazer for Nielsville. Hazer swings it left. With it is Zion Jones. Jones into the lane, pulls up from 10 and hits it. Hit off the back iron and then went high in the air and dropped in. First points for Zion Jones. 17-15 Nielsville. 5:05 to go in the first half. Right-hand side, Ian Shuda. Shuda at the free throw line, Bracewell. Bracewell in the lane. Back on the right wing side, Shuda. Up for a three, and he'll hit it. Good pass by Bracewell. Got it into the lane, then found a wide-open Ian Shuda on the right wing. 18-17 Raiders. Left corner, Jones. He'll try a three. It's an air ball. Rebound is grabbed by Shuda. He'll push it now for Marathon. Into the front court, thirds. Left wing side, Bracewell. Bracewell gets it inside. Good position. Nowhere to go for Cody Radke, so kicks it out top. Open three for Thurs is off the mark. Radke with the rebound, had it stripped, and then goes off his leg out of bounds. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to go in what's been a nip-and-tuck first half here from Neillsville. Raiders trail by a score of 18-17. Andrew Hazer will bring it over the timeline now for Neillsville. Hazer on the right-hand side. Hazer moves it left. That is Adam Hazer. Hazer, Adam, 22 feet from the basket, number 32. Now in the left corner, hits the cutter. Andrew Hazer goes to the basket, has it knocked away, out of bounds. And I made a mistake. That was actually Micah Zabel with the pass. That was 12, not 32. They look similar in terms of size. Inbounded out top, taken there by Zion Jones. Jones on the right wing side, Hazer. Hazer still dribbles, working against Bracewell. Now goes up for a three and hits it. Andrew Hazer now with 7 points. Marathon trails 20-18. Inside, shot is missed. Rebound grabbed, laid up and in. Good hard work by Cody Radke underneath. Grabbed the loose basketball. Well, excuse me, that was Logan Peters, 32 and not 22, as Peters has come back into the game at the last dead ball. So 20-20, 3:33 to go in the first half. Back into the front court again comes Neillsville. With it out top, Micah Zabel. Zabel to the right wing side, stops 20 feet from the basket, hands it off to Hazer. Hazer goes baseline, nobody stopped him, and it turns into an easy layup. Andrew Hazer had a wide open baseline, 22-20, down the lane to the basket, and a charge is called on Drew Wolfel. That time, the coach not happy about that. He thought the defender was not set. But the argument from Coach Jacobson will have no bearing, and the ball back over to Neillsville. And the coach will have a further word. Just a shake of the head from the man in stripes. So 3:12 to go, first half, 22-20. Neillsville with the lead. Hazer moves it to Jones, left-hand side. Jones, 27 feet from the basket, looking inside. Taken there by Luchterhand. Kicks it back to Jones, left wing. Still 23 feet from the hole. Jones holds his dribble. That's got to be close to a five count. Now he starts his dribble, moves it left corner. Now looking to penetrate. With it is Alex Stray. Stray gets it back out top. Taken there by Luchterhand. Hands it off to Hazer. He'll try a three-pointer. Hits it. Andrew Hazer, second triple. He has a dozen points. 25-20. Neillsville with the lead. 2:35 to go, first half. Marathon, True Thurs into the forecourt for the Raiders. Now Ian Shuda, deep right corner, Logan Peters. Peters inside, posting up his Wolfel. Gets it back out to Shuda. Shuda, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Bracewell, but misses the putback. Garrett had the rebound, but just missed on the putback. Rebounds grabbed by Caden Stray. Right corner, three-pointer for Alex Stray. No good. Fight for the rebound. Tip by Jones, and Jones will grab it. Zion Jones with the offensive rebound. Now with it again is Hazer. He'll try a three. Came up short, no good. Fight for the rebounds. Grabbed by Caden Stray. Up with the putback, no good. And this time the rebound finally grabbed by Marathon and Drew Wolfel. We heard from the coach in the pregame that rebounding would be important, and right now having some trouble are the Raiders. Into the lane. Wolfel misses the banker. Rebound tipped up. Third, another rebound, no good. Fourth chance, no good. Fifth chance, no good. And now the rebound is grabbed by Hazer. Hazer drops it down low. Caden Stray. Stray moves it left corner. Alex Stray. Back to Luchterhand. He got tripped up, but no whistle. Lost the ball, but picked up by Neillsville. Out top, Hazer. Andrew Hazer near the top of the key. Left wing side, Jones. Jones lost the ball, gets it back. Right wing side, Alex Stray. Now to Hazer. Hazer stops from the right elbow. 15-footer, no good. Rebound to True Thurs for Marathon. Thurs will bring it back up court. Gets it over to Ian Shuda. Shuda, left wing side. Wolfel. Wolfel turns the baseline. Kicks it right-hand side to Thurs. His pass deflected, but chased down at the timeline by Bracewell. Bracewell gets it out top to Peters. Logan Peters into the lane. Peters swatted away. Gets it back. Peters underneath. Misses the layup. And the rebound is grabbed by Marcus Luchterhand. 47 seconds in the first half. 25-20. Nielsville with the lead. Back into the forecourt, Andrew Hazer. And now a whistle and a timeout called by Nielsville. Timeout Nielsville. Again, timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
40 seconds to go in the first half. Nielsville has the ball and a five-point lead, 25-20 over Marathon. Andrew Hazer on the near sideline gets it into Rakestraw. Rakestraw, great look underneath. Missed layup. Oh, a bunny was missed underneath. Great feed that time inside to Adam Hazer. Now Marathon gets it back. Right wing side. With it is River Stanecki. Stanecki hands it off to Landon Snyder. 24 seconds in the half. Snyder out top, Logan Peters. Peters back over to Snyder, right wing. Snyder penetrates, kicks the left corner, wide open three for Thurs. Came up short. Rebound is tipped, battle for, and a foul coming up on Marathon. Neither team near the foul limit here late in the first half. That is only the fourth team foul on Marathon, but Nielsville will get it back with 11.4 seconds to go in the half. Inbounded, taken by Rakestraw. Rakestraw will work up against Landon Snyder. Still in the backcourt with six. Crosses the timeline with five. Into the forecourt. Long three-pointer. Came up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by River Stanecki, and the first half comes to an end. But Nielsville, with a bit of a surprise lead, heading into the intermission, 25-20 over Marathon. The Marathon Athletic Club would like you to know about some activities taking place at your Marathon schools. Coming up on Monday, it is JV and JV2 boys basketball at Colby at 5:45. At 7:15, it is varsity boys basketball at Colby, another game that we will have for you right here on 98.9 WXCO, starting with the pregame show Monday at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night, JV girls basketball at Armourdale at 5:45. 7:15, varsity girls basketball at Armourdale at 7:15, as I said. Thursday at 5:30, JV2 boys basketball at Spash/PJ Jacobs Junior High School. And at 6 p.m. on Thursday, wrestling, home quad versus Stratford and Armourdale. And then finally on Friday, varsity girls basketball apprentice at 5:30, varsity boys basketball apprentice at 7:15, JV boys basketball apprentice at 5:45, and JV girls basketball apprentice at 7:15. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Halftime, Nielsville 25, Marathon 20. We'll come back, look at the numbers of this one, and look ahead to our upcoming broadcast schedule as well. This is Marathon High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Part City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
When you bank with People State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint at gmail.com.
Cab Holmes again from Neillsville High School, as the Marathon Red Raiders have some work to do in the second half. They trail the Neillsville Warriors by a score of 25-20. Our halftime stats are brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. For Marathon, it was a rough go of it in the first half. They were led by Drew Wolfel with 5 points. He had a pair of two-pointers and was 1-for-1 at the free throw line. Sawyer Behrens had a pair of baskets for 4 points, 3 points on a three-point field goal for Ian Shuda, and then 2 points each for Garrett Bracewell, Landon Snyder, Cody Ratke, and Logan Peters. All five of those players had a two-point field goal. 8 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, and just 1 trip to the free throw line, 1-for-1 at the stripe for Marathon in the first half. For Neillsville, they got 12 points from Andrew Hazer. He had a pair of three-point field goals and 3 two-pointers. Their freshman point guard, Landon Rakestraw, was very impressive. He had 8 points. He had a pair of two-pointers, a three-pointer, and was 1-for-1 at the free throw line. 1 basket for 2 points for Micah Zabel. Zion Jones had 1 basket for 2 points, and Adam Hazer was 1-for-2 at the free throw line for his 1 point. 25-20. Neillsville with the lead at the end of the first half of play. Looking ahead at our broadcast schedule here on 98.9 WXCO. Tomorrow afternoon we have high school hockey, the Central Wisconsin Storm in action. They will be taking on a team from Minnesota. It's an interesting non-conference matchup, as they will be in action at 2 o'clock at Green Heck Turner Fieldhouse. We'll have all the action right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow afternoon, again, Storm Hockey against Gentry Academy of Minnesota. 1:50 airtime. Then coming up on Monday, more Marathon High School boys basketball. The Red Raiders will take on the Colby Hornets on the road. I will be at Colby High School for that one, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip-off at 7:15. And then on Tuesday night, Wausau West takes on D.C. Everest in boys basketball. Again, a 7 o'clock airtime here on 98.9 WXCO. 25-20, Marathon Trails Neillsville. Start of the second half coming up next. This is Marathon High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Start of the second half here from Neillsville. Neillsville 25, Marathon 20. Neillsville with the basketball into the lane, taking a hop as he tried to work his way in was Landon Rakestraw, and he'll be called for traveling. So quick turnover. Ball will go over to the Neillsville, I should say to the Marathon Red Raiders. Neillsville will set up some pressure in the backcourt. True Thurs will work his way up court. Thurs will cross the timeline, work his way left. Now at the free throw line, Wolfel. Now left corner, that is Sawyer Behrens. Behrens back out top to Thurs. Right wing side, Snyder. Between the circles, True Thurs. Thurs, 25 feet from the basket. Left hand side, Cody Racky. Looking down low, ball tipped away. Cutting down the lane was Thurs. Picking it off was Coulter Dillenbeck for Neillsville. So turnover for Neillsville, then a turnover for Marathon. And Neillsville with Landon Rakestraw back into the forecourt. Drops it down low. Now left corner. With it is Dillenbeck. Left wing. Rakestraw will try a three. Came up short. No good. True Thurs will pick off that rebound for Marathon. Into the front court comes Drew Wolfel. Wolfel near the left elbow. Behrens. Behrens into the lane. Turns. Fires. Misses from 10 feet away. Zion Jones will grab that rebound for Neillsville. Back up court. With it is Andrew Hazer. Rotated deep left corner. Dillenbeck. Back on the wing. Rakestraw. Rakestraw 27 feet from the basket. In his grill, Landon Snyder. Dribbling with the right hand, now between the circles. Moves it right, taken there by Hazer. Hazer, between the circles, tipped. Hazer moves it right hand side, throws it away. Off target, intended for Zion Jones on the right hand side. Another turnover, this time on Neillsville. 16:42 to go. Still 25-20, Nielsville with the lead. True Thurst moves it right-hand side, throws it away. Miscommunication between him and Sawyer Behrens, holding his knees, bending over in disgust is head coach Adam Jacobson, walking slowly now in front of the Marathon bench. Been a struggle getting into the offense tonight for the Marathon Red Raiders. Rakestraw gives it off to Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck stripped away. Ball is loose, and then a walk is called as Dillenbeck got it back and fell to the court. Three possessions, three turnovers in the half for Nielsville. Two possessions, two turnovers for Marathon. Neither team has got a shot off. It's 16-20 to go in the second half. Still 25-20. Behrens looks inside Thurs. Back to Behrens on the right wing. Lobs it down low. Now kick left corner. Three-point attempt is good by Cody Radke. Good ball movement. Got a wide-open triple in the deep left corner for Cody Radke. 25-23. Two-point game. 2 minutes into the second half. Rakestraw, right wing side. Jones. Zion Jones. Dribble his way back out top. Now to Rakestraw, left-hand side. Rakestraw had it tipped away. Snyder will pick it off. Here comes Snyder, two-on-one. His pass is deflected, and it will go out of bounds off of Nielsville. Hazer did a good job of breaking up the two-on-one. Got a hand on it. Marathon will keep it, but it looked as though that was going to be an easy layup for the Raiders. Marathon a chance to tie or regain the lead. Left-hand side, Thurs. Thurs goes baseline. Thurs stops, kicks to left wing. With it is Radke. Back to Thurs. Thurs underneath. Reverse layup is good. True Thurs. First points of the night for the junior. Five straight points to start the second half for Marathon. 25-25, 15-27 to go. Back into the forward court comes Nielsville. Right-hand side. With it is Jones. Jones gets it out top. Hazer. Hazer, 25 feet from the basket. Hazer dribbles. Works his way to the right. Right corner, Jones. Three-point attempt is a little strong, no good. Another offensive board, however, for Nielsville. Saved by Rakestraw. Gets it to Hazer between the circles. Long three-pointers. Nothing but air. That was a 25-footer. And the rebound's grabbed by Drew Wolfel. Wolfel over the timeline. Now to Snyder. Snyder, right wing side. Into the lane, Thurs. Thurs bobbled it. He was trying to work his way to the hole, but fumbles it. Ball is picked up by Caden Stray. Back up court now comes Nielsville. Again, Hazer just left of the top of the key. Swings it right to Rakestraw. Rakestraw, 27 feet from the basket. Rakestraw into the right corner, Jones. Jones baseline to the hole, misses the running layup, gets his own rebound, and then he goes down awkwardly. Boy, he gets up, he kind of flexes that left leg. That was a little scary at first as he went down awkwardly, but it looks like he's going to be okay. 14:33 to go, second half. 3 minutes and 27 seconds of scoreless basketball for Nielsville to start the second half. Marathon back to even, 25-25. Near the center circle, Snyder, and a miscommunication. Ball goes off the hands of Thurs. Thurs will dig it out, and a timeout is called by Marathon. So Marathon nearly turned it over, but Thurs able to dig it out, and Coach Jacobson calls timeout. Again, timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 14:20 to go. 25-25 is the score. We're going to keep it right here. Also in high school boys basketball tonight at halftime over at Wausau East High School. Non-conference game has Wausau East leading Rhinelander 37-33 at the intermission. Quite a bit of non-conference action around the area to start off 2025. Teams will come back out. Marathon will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking, still looking. Taken out top by Thurs. Thurs moves it left wing side to Radke. Radke inside, posting up is Drew Wolfel. Wolfel misses the shot, gets his own rebound. Wolfel under the basket, kicks it back over to Snyder. Snyder on the left wing. Snyder now stops, moves it left corner to Wolfel. Kicks it back left wing side to Radke. Radke backs it up 30 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Snyder. Snyder skips it right wing side. Nearly stolen, but grabbed by Behrens. And then Behrens has it stripped away. Grabbing it is Caden Stray. Another turnover on Marathon. Back up court again. Now comes Nielsville. Still 25-25. 13:45 to go. Left hand side. With it is Coulter Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck works his way out near the center circle. Dillenbeck moves it right wing side to Andrew Hazer.
Hazer. Now on the dribble. Hazer stops, gets doubled, left wing. Open three for Rakestraw. Rattles out. That was halfway down. Somehow came out, and the rebound snagged by Racky. Racky gets it ahead to Behrens. Behrens into the lane. Good drop pass. Going to the basket is Thurs, who lays it up and in. Drew Thurs trailing, able to grab it, get the layup, and Marathon takes the lead 27-25. A whistle was blown. Not sure what the whistle was for. Maybe a miss. I think Thurs may have been hit on the head as he went in, and they just wanted to make sure he was okay. And he is. So now back into the forecourt. Left corner, Dillon back. He'll try a three. No good. Ice cold start here in the second half for Mealsville. Rebound grabbed by Cody Radke. Back up court. Into the lane, Ian Shuda. Shuda drops it down to Thurs. Right wing side. Three-pointer, Radke. No good. Rebound is battled for. Dug out by Mealsville. 27-25 Raiders, 12:50 to go. Right-hand side, Rakestraw. Rakestraw back over to Hazer. Hazer, left-hand side, 23 feet from the basket. Hazer looks to penetrate, gets doubled. Left corner, Dillon Beck. He'll try a three, misses again. Rebound is tipped. Trying to chase it down is Rakestraw, and not able to save it. Into the hands of Shuda. Shuda into the lane. Shuda the hole. Shuda misses the running little corner three-footer, and the rebound off of Mealsville, out of bounds. Garrett Bracewell into the game for Marathon, replacing Sawyer Behrens. But 5 minutes and 34 seconds of scoreless basketball in the second half for Mealsville. It hasn't been pretty offensively for Marathon, but they have seven. Inbounds pass, block shot. As swatting it away was Hazer against True Thurs. Into the hands of Rakestraw. Rakestraw near the top of the key. Looks down low, taken there by Micah Zabel. Zabel, left wing side, Rakestraw. Rakestraw into the